Alrighty. Finish up your buddying conversations. All right, so now we're actually going to spend some time sharing. So we're going to share our successes and or our challenges. So who wants to go first? Who'd like to share something from this past month that's happened? Raj. I knew I could rely on you, Raj. There you go. Microphone for you. Sorry.
Yeah, so... success, basically. So after 2 or 3 continuous monthly meetings where I didn't get a deal, I finally come to a meeting where I got a deal.
Yeah.
So today, actually, I confirmed back to the vendor agent that we'll go unconditional. So all the financials and due diligence was completed. So it's a renovation project. And so, yeah, it will be exciting. It's the planning and budgeting would be the biggest learning, which I'm sure I will manage, but yeah.
I'm sure you will too. Congratulations. Yeah,
so thank you all for the support and encouragement all through this period, yeah.
So Raj, before you sit down, how many deals did you have fall over before you secured this one?
Officially fallen over 4, but I made offer for 7.
So you've offered on 7 different properties?
Yeah.
3 of them, your offers weren't accepted.
Yeah.
But on 4 of them, your offers were accepted.
Yeah.
Then you went into your due diligence process and they still fell over.
Yeah. Some of them were like illegal construction.
Yep.
And some of them just
structural
didn't stack
issues.
Structural. Yeah. Just, and some of them just didn't stack up, to be honest, financially.
Yeah.
It was, I learned a lot about heritage overlay, to be honest. I know all about it.
Heritage overlays. So can we please give a round of applause to Raj? I love your persistence. You know, I love the fact that we talked through many, many deals and, you know, literally we've been through, well, there were several that we looked at that you didn't even put an offer in on. So for those of you who are just starting out and are feeling like you know, aren't making enough progress, my advice, as it always is to stick at it, keep doing the work, because even when you think you've got a deal, there's still other stuff that comes up, isn't there? Yeah? But you can get there. You will get there. Yeah. So well done, Raj. Congratulations. We look forward to hearing how the project comes off. Good job. Belle Epoque. It's a French champagne. It's about $330 a bottle. And it's delicious. Yeah, no. The 30 is the GST. It's all good. No, it's delicious. And it comes in a beautiful bottle. It's hand-painted. So it's worth it for the bottle. Anybody else want to share something that's happened this month? A success, a challenge, a breakthrough, a realization? Come on. What's going on? Is it too cold in here? Do I have to turn the heaters back on? Good on you, Cecilia. Thank you.
Hello. I settled yesterday. Just me.
Yes.
We settled on the property that we bought in Doncaster. Well, but the success is not the settlement. I actually bought this property because I already know that I have to live in this suburb for the school. Mm-hmm. The plan was to rent out our house and rent around this area because it's just too expensive. And then when the market softened, I was like, regardless, this is a chance for us to go in. Just go in first. We're going to stay in there for 6 to 12 years anyway. The number will work somehow. Oh, no.
Not how I recommend you go about your research. Just
well,
saying.
Well, this is a PPR, Narelle. I go there for the school, not for the deal. And then...
But a PPR should be a deal. Yes, okay.
Yes, the back of the mind, it has to be an ugly house with a big land. But although I said...
Otherwise, I'm not living in it. If it's not ugly, I don't want it.
But although we call it an ugly house, this house is still better than the current house that I'm living in. Anyway, so the coaching call, the things to do is on area research and comparable sales analysis. I did that, the area research. I chose two suburbs. I did the comparable sales analysis. I can't decide on my third one, but I still have time allocated to do this comparable sales analysis. So just to fill in my time, I do this comparable sales analysis for Doncaster East, just because I happen to buy the house there.
Yeah. So this and is where you've got your new PPR.
Yes.
Yeah.
And apparently the number works with a lot of fat.
Yay!
Yes, so now we are pursuing that avenue of crushing it and build the 10 houses.
Demolish and rebuild.
Yes.
Nice. Accidental deal. Right there.
Well, it will go up somehow.
Somehow, yes. So just in case anybody was wondering, what we're trying to do here is make things repeatable, predictable, right? Not it will go up somehow.
I'm living there for a long time.
A long time, yes. We hope 6 to 12 years at least. All of this, well, 13 years including prep, right?
Yes, that's right.
Yes. Well, good job. And I'm glad the comparables analysis actually confirmed that the deal should work out well for you. Perfect. Yes, a brand new house at the end. Yes. Well, this is the thing, right? You've got choice then. But that's great. Congratulations. Give them a clap. That's awesome. It will work out because we actually have a plan, not because it'll work out somehow. Anyway. Okay, anybody else want to share? Good on you, Carlos. Thank you.
We're settling on our first deal next week. Yes.
Yay.
That's exciting.
We're getting quotes and organizing the tradies and doing all of the work for the actual reno. But all the analysis and the finding the deal and everything has been going okay. And yeah, we're finally settling if everything goes right, because we're still having a hiccup with the loan. Settlement might be delayed, but ideally it will happen next Wednesday.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Now, how many deals did you contract on before this one came off?
Two. This was the third one.
Yeah, so you had two fall over
before
this one actually. So you've actually had your offer put in and accepted, and then something has come up after that point and it's fallen over.
Yeah.
Yeah, so good on you for persevering too. So, you know, the reason I make that point is because it's really easy to think, oh, well, I've tried, it didn't work, and therefore it doesn't work. And I don't want any of you sitting in the room thinking that that's the case. Because the way that I like to phrase this is, particularly in property, and particularly if you want to go into the commercial space, you have to kiss a lot of frogs to find a prince, right? But every time you did the process, you got better at it, didn't you?
Yeah.
And you learned so much, right? I mean, where you're at now compared to where you were when we started this journey in November last year, amazing.
Yeah,
huge difference. So congratulations. Good on you guys. And again, I look forward to seeing how your reno comes off. Liz has put together the best scope of work document, so it's pretty impressive. So if you need help with a scope of work document, come see Liz. Or me. Exchange notes. Anybody else want to share a challenge, a realization, a revelation, a success, something? Mark, did you have your hand up before? Oh, what's your question? Yeah, well, yes. For both of them, yeah, it was mostly due diligence. There were some other interesting things going on with Carlos and Liz's, but yeah, it was more like a verbal agreement. Yeah, so that one, bit different. But for Raj, they were all under building and pest or due diligence. Yep. Thanks, Michelle.
This is a small thing by comparison to previous efforts, but had to replace a fence on one of our properties, and it's got four neighbours. which is a one bit fence. Of a pain. Well, the fences are around three sides of the property, but there's four neighbours we have to deal with, which is a bit like herding cats anyway. We've got all their agreement, we've got all the paperwork, we've got them signed everything, and I might have to, I don't know whether I'll, hopefully won't have to chase them for paying their 50% deposit, but that's the only thing before we get the fence replaced, so we're getting there. It's it could be a lot worse. Fortunately, we didn't have any problem children to deal with.
Very good. And it hasn't taken you very long to get all of that sorted either. I've been quite impressed. Good job. Clap for Michelle. Who else had a hand up the back? Justine. Awesome. Thank you.
Nothing spectacular, just very small.
No, I'm not having any of that. It's just worth sharing, yeah, so it's just spectacular.
Yeah, just lots of little penny dropping moments. Oh, that's what that meant. Oh, that's what that meant. So, just studying a lot and not really doing a lot, but not doing deals. It's frustrating at times, and so just being able to talk about it a lot. Practice a lot, but going to, deciding on an area and going there and looking at the place and talking to people, the cafe, you know, owner, just after having a coffee and just asking, oh, you know, what's the nice area around here and things like that, and talking to tenants. Well, we thought they were owners because it was a for sale sign outside, and we thought, just talk to them, and they were the tenant. So finding out information, something that we hear a lot about, but we actually don't do, mm-hmm. to think, oh, we're just going to pick it up, be right. And the penny dropping moments is that I am a people person, but it's something that I didn't think I would be doing. So when you're sort of out there and there's a purpose, it's an intention, you actually just have to jump out of your comfort zone and just do it. And it's wonderful, you know, the people you meet and the conversations you have, and the more you learn. And so that was just through looking the area, touching, you know, the area, not touching, but looking at the area, walking along, just having a nice walk around the area. But deciding where we wanted to start was the biggest thing for us, because we just didn't know where we wanted to go. It's just so weird, so many places. So I guess focusing is what we've been trying to do the last month, and not having to know all the answers before we start, but not making crazy risky decisions, which we have been nearly doing. but it's we have to go through that to learn that. But so lots of little moments. And so when now I'm watching webinars again and things like that, and it's like, oh, it makes sense now for the fifth time that I've heard it.
And that's okay.
Yeah, it's frustrating because you want to know the first time. So it's just those moments. So successes and challenges.
The best thing about our last coaching call was the focus. You know, these guys, when they first sent me their target area research, there was 13 suburbs on it. And I said to them, you can't possibly do 13. By the time you've actually become an area expert in all 13, you'll have to start again. So getting focus and choosing just that one or two, and now the one, right? Because we've narrowed it right down, and you've gone there, you've had a look around, you're comfortable that it's going to work for the kind of deal that you want to do. It's awesome, because now you can actually make progress in a much faster fashion than you have been up until now. You know, so that, you know, we talk a lot about focus. Thanks, Justine, for sharing. It's a really good point. Excuse me. We talk a lot about focus. And you will sometimes hear me argue with you when you tell me you have been focused, because from my perspective, there's often not a lot of focus. It feels like you're focused, but it's not narrow enough. So if you hear me say we need to focus, it means we need to take it, the view, from this wide to this wide. Because it's only when we get to there that we can develop the clarity we need, so that when we see what we want in terms of what our criteria is, what it needs to do for us, what it needs to look like, and what the result's going to be, they start jumping out at you, because you know absolutely whether it's going to work or not. And we only get that if we get focused. So well done, you guys. Give them a hand, because they've made amazing progress in this past couple of months towards that really laser focus and clarity. Good job. Anybody else want to share? Oh, Erica, good on you.
So it's a little bit of both. I'm just sitting here, a bit of a revelation. So we've got this deal we're doing in Croydon, 1,000 square metres. We're going to a town planner to have it subdivided in half. So we're going through organising how big that's going to be, concept drawing for the house, got the plans back, all look good. We'd done something like this in Bendigo just 12 months ago, gave the town planner most of the control, having joined Platinum and spoken to you, haven't done that so much this time.
Yep, good.
Noticed that the back property was 380 square metres. We weren't happy with that. We wanted it to be 400 and something.
Yep.
So went back between us. We played with boundary lines and moving things around, fitting them with council regulations. She said, oh, I don't know if we'll be able to do it. We've got it to 405.
Sensational.
That makes up to $50,000 difference when you go to sell the land.
Yeah, it does. That's great. Great result. So. Good on you. And that's the importance of knowing your area, right, and doing the comparables, because Erica knows that a size of vacant land with a 3 in front is not going to get the same money as the size of a piece of vacant land with a 4 in front. Right? That extra 25 square metres actually psychologically makes a difference to people. They don't want 300 and something, they want 400 and something, and it's 25 square metres, not a big piece of land, right? But it makes a difference. And it's not just settling for what the town planner tells you. You go back and say, no, how can we make this work? How can we do this differently? Because we want that to be 400. Well done. Good on you. Anybody else want to share? Helen, awesome.
Hi, I'm Helen. This is my second year in Platinum, and for a number of months I've been feeling pressured myself, putting it on myself, as though I haven't succeeded into what I wanted to do in my Platinum journey. I have done 3 commercial properties, but to me I wasn't actually acknowledging that I'd done that. And I wanted to do a 4 townhouse build. Anyway, about a month ago I was speaking to someone and we had a great chat. It's a different coach that I've got. We had a great chat and the person asked me, why did I want to do this 4 townhouse build? I said to him, because it's my rah-rah moment so that I know that I've actually made it. So that I can go, yeah, I've done it. And all you guys can see that I've done it. And anyway, this particular person got me digging deeper and deeper and deeper into myself and said, Helen, why do you want to do that deal? And I realised it was actually just ego so that I could say I've done it. So in the past 2 weeks, my mother was in hospital and my brother was in this visiting me and I haven't seen him for a while. I said, what are you up to? And he says, I'm actually doing a 1:6 on my block of land. I said, I do education in that. I've done it for 2 years. Tell me about it. I can help you. So from then, I've been talking to Mickey T, my coach, and we've been looking at that and working on seeing what we can come up with. This, is it the best use of the land? And then what can I do on the single blocks for the best use of that? Then on Friday, I was actually in an transport ambulance with my mum, just going to a outpatient thing in the hospital, and I was talking to the driver. He said to me, I used to work for CUB, and he used to be such and such, and got retrenched, and now I do this. I said, oh, yeah? He goes, what do you do? I said, I'm retired, but I hate that word. I actually like looking into property. So he started to tell me about a deal that he was looking at. Telling me all about it, and it's a 1:2 title, 1:2, awesome. So we're chatting on. And then he said to me, but I can't do it. Do you want it? So he's given me the address. I've contacted a town planner. When I had my coaching call yesterday with Mickey T, and he wanted to know if I'd spoken to the town planner about this 1 into 6 that my brother's doing. I says, yeah, but I've got this 1 into 2, so I could possibly have 2 deals, or if not 2 deals, I've got 2 learnings on 2 different types of strategies on subdivisions that I'd let go about a month ago, and I'd let go of all the pressure of having to do this, and they're now just dropping into my lap. And I also spoke to someone else yesterday, and they had said to me, they've had a real estate contact them. It's not a deal that they want to do. Can I pass on your details? So, well.
That is awesome. Seriously awesome. Great job. And thank you for sharing. Isn't it amazing how putting ourselves under pressure to do something can actually derail it completely? Yeah? And when we let go of the ego, and it is ego, when that is actually released, it's amazing what happens, isn't it? That's just sensational. And good on you. That's awesome, Helen. I'm thrilled for you. Anybody else want to share? No, you are. Ben, would you pass that to Sharon, please? Thank you.
Hi, everyone. I'm from New South Wales, so I'm a ring-in tonight. Sorry.
You're a welcome ring-in.
Thank you. I actually had a deal which I put an offer in, and I was so confident that it was mine. Like, I could see the party, the settlement party, you know, and I just knew it was mine. It was just, you know how they talk about intuition. I had the logic, I had the intuition. It was a done deal. And I was working the agent. I was getting a little bit of inconsistency with the agent, and so then he started reverting to me by text. You know, when I picked up, there was a bit of inconsistency in what he was telling me. And I thought, he's just pushing up the price. And so on that basis, when he tried to push it up, I stuck to my guns to say what my limit was, and consequently, somebody else got the deal. And I was so shocked and disappointed that it didn't go through like I knew it would. I spoke to my coach, who's Greg, which I'm sure that you know. He's from Victoria. He's absolutely fantastic. And also, I am having, I don't know whether you know his wife, Erin. She does a lot of NLP. And I suppose I think I was beating myself up because... my intuition was totally wrong, and the logic, I had done all the logic, and it would have been a good deal. And I was beating myself up. Why didn't I just make that extra the last offer that he was saying that I would have got it, because that's what it went for. And the lesson that I got out of it was, ultimately, you make the decisions based on the information that you have at the time. So the information that I had was, that's what I was, gauging, and, the basis of my decisions. But it's always, you learn out of every single experience, and it's not to beat yourself up. So mine isn't as exciting as Helen here, but, it's just keep on going and don't beat yourself up if it falls over, and there's always another deal, and just take what your learnings are out of that particular one.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing, Sharon. Thank you. It's a good point. You know, you can only make the best decision you can with what you've got at the time. You do need to question what you've got, though. You know, why do I think what I think? Is it true? Or am I projecting something? Am I making something up? Am I assuming some stuff? Is everybody, I'm showing my age, most of us in the room will probably remember a show called The Odd Couple. Remember Felix in court talking about assume? When you assume, you make an ass out of you and me. That stuck. I was a kid when I watched that, and that stuck with me for the rest of my life. I will go to my grave remembering Alex Felix Unger, writing that on the board in court. And it's one of the things you need to be careful of. If you're assuming something, you need to question it, because you might not be right. Now, not to say that you should have taken the deal either, right? If it worked at the higher number, you know, then, okay, learn from it. But, you know, next time you also want to be cautious that you don't just put in another offer in order to secure the deal without checking that the numbers work. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And it's hard, right? I mean, real estate agents are in the business of selling properties for the highest price they can possibly get. That's their job. And we want them to do that job well when we're selling. We don't like it when they do that job well when we're buying, right? So, yeah, good on you. Thank you for sharing. Anybody else want to share? No other sharings? We're all shared out. All right, well, that's okay, because we'll go to our networking break. So, we are a little bit late. It is nearly 10 past 8. So, can I have you back in the room at... I'll give you 25 minutes. So, back in here at 8:35, please. And go and enjoy catching up and networking with one another.